Hey, thanks for staying. There's so much good material, we thought we would keep things going. So, first of all, thanks to Cliff and the panel for a really interesting first half. You have set a high bar for the second half, which we will hope to meet. The last session talked about general solutions, and I think very intriguing and important general solutions to this problem. In this part, we're going to talk more about focus strategies and some approaches that various communities are using. And I think just as a level setting, it's good to remember, why do we want to discover data? So if you want to answer questions like, what are the risk factors for Alzheimer's? What is the age of the universe? Will my neighborhood be impacted in the next severe storm? All of these things require data. And all of that data needs to be discoverable in some way that we can use it, combine it, make it interoperate with other kinds of data. Now, in some sense, we're going on two parallel tracks, because as we try to be as general as possible to impact the most communities and researchers we can, we're also trying to be as realistic and as expeditious as we can. So communities have come together to put together their own standards and infrastructure to really try to move things forward. So today we'll hear about a number of things really focused on that. So Michael, you are closest to me, so I will ask you to come up first.
I'm Hernando.